Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Pia.
Hello. Hey.
Pia, I'm like so hurt right now.
What's wrong?
Remember I told you like something happened?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware, like, did anybody like contact you telling you like what happened yet, or nobody, you don't know anything yet?
I don't know anything.
So you haven't heard anything from Gloria?
No.
I'd say she's like going on a jealous, like an angry rampage, and she's not my friend no more. Wow.
Are you serious?
That's the end of that. Wow. That's a damn shame. Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so if you hear anything from her, just
I talked to her earlier because I talked to her about the uniform policy thing. And I was like, what are you doing? She said, talking to you on the phone. She was talking about you. And I was like, oh. And that was it.
That's it. Well, Tia, let me just tell you now. You know there's always two sides of a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you my side so you can be the first to know. She's probably not going to tell you. I don't know if she's going to tell you, but if she does tell you, just know that I told you first. And this is my side of the story. I actually, like, recorded the conversation. Like, she didn't even know I was recording. Like, I just had to record it for myself because, like, I thought I was going crazy, but, yeah. But, don't you know how I told you how, like, this is basically what happened. Don't you know how I told you how when Gloria gets upset, she shuts down?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't try to hear nothing people say. Just like, okay, I don't have nothing to say. I don't care. That's basically what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed on the phone for like 1 hour saying, please, please, Gloria, please. And then she hung up on me, and then it was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
And she got mad about
that. Yeah. She told me before she got the phone, she said she was going to call me back whenever she was able, whenever she felt like talking to me again. I'm thinking in my mind, okay, yeah, right. But I'm not talking to that girl again. That's it. That's the end of that. It is the end of that. My Lord. So that's it.
I'm fine and happy.
I'm sorry for being her friend. Lord. I'm pissed off. Flat out. Like, I'm not worried about that girl. I mean, it hurts me because I was on the phone. Said, please,
mm-hmm.
please, please. But, you know, Gloria's going to do what she wants to do, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I can sleep well at night knowing that I tried my best to establish what was left of the friendship or whatever it is what we had. So, at the end of that, I deleted her from Facebook. I deleted her from Tag. I deleted her comments off my. I even deleted my comments on her photo. Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Wow.
Look, there's always two sides of a story. I'm just letting you know now that I stayed on the phone 1 hour, saying please,
mm-hmm.
please, please, Gloria, please, and whatever that girl tells you. I mean, you're going to believe whatever you want to believe. You might believe her more, but you know her more, but why would I lie? Why would I lie to her? Hey, I don't have a reason to lie. You already know how she is.
Yeah.
So, it's only now, so, the end of that.
It's so weird, though.
It's, huh? Why is it weird?
It's like, pure. Hello?
Yeah.
But it's weird because, like, we would have never, like, talked if you didn't know her.
Oh, yeah. This is weird how I met you right when I was about to be stop friends with her.
Man, I think it's weird.
That's the first. You're the first person I thought about when I got off the phone with her.
What, you thought like I was gonna stop being your friend or something?
So many thoughts came to my mind. Like, I thought like she was gonna be like jealous of you.
Mm-hmm.
You talking to me and she doesn't. I thought she was gonna like make you choose out of me and her.
No.
But she probably is going to do something like that.
I'm like, no, because it's the thing where my best friend, my best friend, and her got into it with each other when we were, like, in the eighth grade, and they stood on top of each other, and I'm best friends with both of them. So it's awkward because, like, we'll be walking down the hallway, and I be in the middle, and they don't talk to each other at all. Like, they can't stand each other. And she got mad because one morning I didn't eat. I wasn't hanging out with her. So it's always been like that. It's crazy.
Tia, what should I do?
Hmm?
What should I do? I'm hurt.
Eat some ice cream. That's how I do.
Wow, to your bank.
I know. I'm for real. That's why I do. I carry my safety bed. Don't eat too much, so you get fat.
Well, you realize that I'm really not going to be a friend no more, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Gloria has a tendency to, like, say one thing the next day, and then like, you know, say one day and like say one thing. She like she swears she means on her life. Then like 2 days later, she doesn't even remember that she said that, or she like feels a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
Even I said that to her. I was like, "Hey, are you gonna be on the phone like telling me like you hate me now?" And then 2 days later, you're gonna be telling me that you just mean you love me. I don't get that.
She what?
Gonna be telling me like 2 days later how she misses me and she loves me. When in actuality,
wow.
I'm not even her friend no more. She doesn't even know.
Yeah, that's weird.
So if you hear from her and she tells you, just act like you don't even know. Like, oh really? Oh, that's
I'm
sad.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, just act like you don't even know. But you know my side of it. I told you first. I don't have no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I lie about that? And you know how she is. She's crazy, emotional. She knows what she wants, crazy. I recorded it for my old use so I can look back at it and listen to it and just reminisce. So if you ever on the internet one day, you want to hear it, I can just give you the I can give you the link. You can hear it for yourself.
Wow.
That's another thing she doesn't know. She doesn't know she's on the internet. I recorded her. So it's funny.
So, like, she deleted everything?
No, I deleted everything.
I got
you. At the end of that, it's like she never existed.
I didn't even know, like, how long have y'all known each other?
We started talking on July 4th.
Oh. It's not that long.
Not even
but
a month.
Long.
Not even a month. Can't
yeah.
even make it through a month. That's unbelievable. That is a damn shame.
You like saying, shaking my head like, I'm like, you say that something.
Wait, say what?
Shaking my head.
Yeah, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
You know why I do that?
Why?
Because I'm disappointed. Like,
I know. This, like, every time I was like, disappointed.
And when I say SMFH, I'm really shaking my head. Go ahead, Steph. So, yeah, I don't understand, like, how are you that girl's friend? Like, how do you do that? How do you deal with her? She's so crazy.
A lot of people ask me that, and I don't know. Like, I tell you, we get arguments all the time. But I don't know. I just got used to it, I guess.
Does she wishy-washy with you like that? Like, say one thing and then...
Yeah, sometimes, like, it's like, sometimes, like, say if something was to happen or whatever. You know, like, your best friend, and you want to, like, talk to him or whatever, but she'll be like, I don't feel like talking right now.
That's exactly how she is.
Yeah, and, like, but when something happened to her... I never, like, be like, I don't feel like talking right now. Because you're not supposed to do that.
I know, right? Yeah, that's the same thing I said to Aubrey. I'd be like, you always say to me, like, you don't feel like talking about this, you don't feel like talking about that, but let's reverse it. Let's switch it up. Let's see, what if you would have hurt when you were trying to talk to me and I wasn't listening to you? And then, it'll be World War III. It'll be crying this, crying that. Oh, I'm not a good friend. You don't ever listen to me. Like, so... Oh my God. I don't know how you do it. I don't know. But me and her are not friends no more. That's it. It's the end of that. I can see that this was like the first time it ever happened. And you gotta understand that this has been happening over the time period of 1 month more than 5 times. Just imagine.
It's okay. It's
fine. I'm really hurt. I'm trying to recover. Ugh. The girl's like so crazy. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ugh. Well, Tia, would you like to still remain my friend, or you don't want me my friend anymore?
I would like to still be your friend. Sound like kindergarten. I'm in Tuscany.
Well, I sound like who?
I said it sounds like we're in kindergarten.
Yeah,
You wouldn't be my friend. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because I asked you that because, you know, since that thing happened with her,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to cause y'all to stop being friends.
But I'm not going to stop. Being your friend,
because
y'all stopped being friends. It's crazy.
Will she stop being friends with you because of me?
Well, then, that throws piles on me. But she can't make me, she doesn't choose my friends for
me at all. But also, Tia, remember, if she did that, if she was really your friend, she would never do that.
Yeah, she's done that before. Like, she stopped talking to me with my best friend. And I was like, I'm not going to stop being, like, just because y'all have a problem. It's weird.
It's not that I have a problem with her. I'm just not talking to her no more. I'm like, okay, whatever. Deuces! It's like Chris Brown said, deuces. And she's the one that told me to leave. She was like, if you get a problem with me, just leave. Leave. I'm like, okay. Well, that's it.
That's weird.
So sad. So sad. That's why I asked you. I don't know if I asked you or somebody else. I asked somebody else, like, how do you act when you're under pressure? Tia, how do you act when you're under pressure?
I don't know. Try to just think smart.
Do you talk it out or do you, like, shut down?
I definitely talk it out.
Are you sure?
Hmm?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, God, so tired.
What about you?
What'd you say?
Hmm?
What'd you say? What about me?
I said, Yeah.
Well, I talk it out, as you can see, what happened with Obi-Wan. I tried talking it out. It was like that didn't work. I tried. I literally stayed on the phone 1 hour there. Please, can you please tell me? Can you please tell me? Can you please tell me? Like, literally. Wow. If Aubrey was going to treat her boyfriend like that, the way she treat me, I feel sorry for the guy who she's going to be with. I feel sorry for him. I feel so sorry for him. No, no, that is true. Because the way she treats me, the way she treat me as a friend, that's basically how she would have treated me if we was in a relationship. And Aubrey says she acts like that every single time. She doesn't like confrontations, so every time like something like confronts her or argument, that's how she acts. And of course, if she's going to be in a relationship, like, of course it's going to happen. But if she can't talk with her boyfriend, she's going to act like that. I feel sorry for that guy. I really do. I tried helping her. I tried. But that's dead. End of that. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry for the guy. She's going to be a little bit. Guys gonna go through that. They're gonna be patient like me. I'm not gonna feel the phone saying please, please, please.
Yeah.
Oh well. That's why I said I wanted to tell you that on the phone. I didn't want to tell you that through a text message.
Hmm?
That's why I said I wanted to tell you that on the phone. I didn't want to tell you that on a text message.
Why?
Because for one, it was in a movie. Number two, you was, I would have said all that, you would have been like, oh, okay. How you do that?
I guess. I know.
I would have sent that long text message, you would have been like, oh, okay. I would have sent that long text message, only thing you would have said back was, oh, wow, that's messed up. I'm like, thanks,
huh?
Tia, what's wrong? Can you hear me? Am I speaking a different language?
I hear you.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why I didn't tell you that in a text message?
Why?
Because I would have told you all that, and the only thing you would have said back to me would have been, oh, wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, I probably said that.
Thanks, Tia. Thanks a lot.
And I would have been like, that's crazy.
I would have pissed off no matter what.
I
what would you do if I
had called
you and was like, we're not free anymore. That'd be weird. What are you
talking about? How crazy I am. Well, what are you talking about? Would you say that again? I said, what if I called you to say that me and her weren't friends anymore?
At first, I'll ask you why, and depending on the reason, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to talk to you on the phone anyway, but that just randomly just happened. I knew that was going to happen. That's why I recorded it, so I could just listen back to it and just laugh at it. But I knew that was going to happen. I wanted to talk to you anyway. That's why I asked you if we could talk on the phone. You said you were in the movies. So that's why I asked you that anyway. So, Tia, tell me about that guy that was stalking you.
Like, I don't know. I hadn't seen him or heard from him. So that's a good thing.
You was liking it.
Like,
good to you.
Huh?
You was liking it.
No, not at all. And not at all.
What was he doing?
Hmm?
What was he doing?
Hiding.
Hiding?
Mm-hmm.
He was hiding or you was?
I was.
No, what was he doing?
Hmm?
What was he doing? Hmm.
Was I doing?
He, Helm, the guy.
Oh, like, really,
I can't believe you was like, out of all places, you was hiding in a dirty bathroom. How do you do that? What is wrong with that girl? Oh my gosh, she can't even hear me. Can't hear me with the shit. Hey, yo, I think I'm gonna cut her too. She's not listening to me. Not giving me no conversation.
Hello.
Tia, what are you doing?
I'm not speaking. Sorry.
Well, oh, why can't you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Why you keep asking me to repeat myself? You can't understand what I'm saying?
It's your accent, sorry.
It's my what?
That I can't, your accent.
You can't understand. You can't understand the way I talk.
Sometimes I can. Sometimes I can't.
Are you
serious?
Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord. So you want me to start talking like you?
No.
Are you sure? You probably will understand me better.
I mean, I probably would, but you don't have to do that. That'd be weird.
I'll try it.
You can try if you want to.
Give me something to say.
Just say anything.
Give me something to say.
Were you trying to talk like me just then?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, were you just trying to talk like me just then?
No, I'm a. You give me something to say, and then I'm gonna say it like in your accent, and you tell me if you understand. I'm gonna say it in my normal voice. I'm gonna say it in your accent, and you tell me which one you understand more.
You can say anything.
Give me something to say.
Say the pledge of allegiance.
Stack of potatoes and smoke weed. What?
I said the pledge of allegiance.
Okay, I don't know. I can't understand what you're saying. I'm just going to say anything. Okay, I'm going to say I went to the movies today to see How to Train the Dragon. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying your voice. I went to the movie today to see How to Train the Dragon.
The first one was better.
Okay, okay, I'm going to stick to the first one. I'm surprised I don't hear all this noise in the background like I heard last night. Wait, was that last night? I think it was last night. So whenever the last time we talked on the phone, I'm surprised I don't hear all that noise in the background like I heard last time. I don't know about you, but like I feel kind of awkward.
Why?
I feel like a hoe.
Like what?
I feel like a hoe.
Why?
Because you're all Brianna's friend.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel awkward?
No.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Does it make you feel awkward how I was talking to her and now I'm talking to you?
No.
Why I feel like that then?
I don't know. You're weird.
It doesn't even seem like you really like Aubriana. Is that true?
No.
Doesn't even seem like you really like her as a friend.
For real?
Yeah, like you give off this vibe like you was like, okay, whatever. And like it seems like you just that you just her friend because she likes you.
Because she what?
Because she wants to be your friend. Like, you just being her friend.
No.
What is she to you? Best friend? Friend?
Best friend.
She's a best friend?
Yes.
No, all because you know somebody for over, like, 8 years.
It's not because of that.
Oh, okay. So why is it because? I want to know.
We've just seen each other through a lot of hard times.
That's it?
Yeah.
So nothing else?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything else. Taking my head.
I know, right? No, SMFH. That's an SMFH right there.
Oh.
I thought you would have more to say about her, but I guess not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you would have more to say about her. I thought you would have more to say than that, but I guess not.
We're really, really close. I don't know. It's like we have some stuff in common, but then again, we don't.
What do you mean?
Hmm?
What do you mean?
Like family-wise, school-wise, but not school-wise at all.
You see yourself being friends with her for a long time?
I think we're probably going to follow our template with each other at high school, maybe.
If you stop being a friend, would you be hurt?
I think I'd be able to leave, but I'd probably, like, be a... It matters the circumstances.
Would you cry?
Mm-mm.
Who's your other best friend? You only have one best friend?
Mm-mm.
Who's your other best friend?
She's at home. She shouldn't be at home.
Is it he?
She.
Oh, it's a guy.
No, it's a girl.
Oh, you said he. So it's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl. Well, for me, I only have one, but I haven't heard from him in a long time, and it makes me sad. I don't know what he's doing. Don't you know? Don't you wish, like, you can know if other people that you care about are thinking about you as much as you're thinking about them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I feel right now. Like, is he thinking about me? Is he missing me? I don't know.
It's a she.
It's a guy.
Oh, and you hadn't heard.
Oh. Oh. I haven't talked to him in a long time, so I don't know. We usually talk every day, but every time we talk, Like, he stops, every time we talk, it's like, he stops talking to me. I don't know why. So I guess I just let him do his own thing, and when he's ready to talk to me, he knows where to find me, I guess.
Wow. So,
that hurts my feelings.
Huh? Where is he?
What do you mean, where is he?
Like, is he in, is he where you are, or?
In it. Oh, yeah, he lives in the same state as me.
Oh. It's kind of awkward.
Why? Wow.
Do you see him?
Not every day.
Oh.
Let's see. Did you see the YouTube video with me dance with someone? Did you see any videos of me dancing with another boy?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if you would have seen that, that's these are my YouTube video. Yeah, I haven't heard from him, so I don't know what's going on. I'm just gonna just be patient, I guess.
They were just at the airport.
Yeah, they went.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the video, he's frozen, like, scratching his head like this. And he has a tattoo of Persephone, or 5, 16, or 18 on his bicep. So you can see it. Like, he froze right way out there.
Hey, she's not going to bring me again? What's going on? Why she keep hanging up on me? What? Blog Talk Radio. Wait, is she calling again? I feel so awkward talking to her. Like, every time I talk to her, it still feels like I'm connected to Aubriana. It's like, so weird. It's almost like if who's an example? Like for Jillian, JC, and her friend Kaya. If I was talking to Kaya and then no, if I was talking to Jillian, then me and Jillian stop being friends, and then I started just talking to Kaya. That would be so awkward because, like, it's not friends with JC no more, so it's like, okay. Well, I'm going to call anybody that's listening. Basically, the point of the show is I just wanted to record the conversation and me telling Tia about Aubriana, but I don't really think a serious friendship is going to happen with me and Tia because it's like, I don't know, it's all crazy. And plus, she just reminds me of Aubriana. I don't really think about that girl. But one thing I did notice that these talk shows always, like, they document a lot of a lot of first times for me and a lot of last times for me. I noticed that a lot of people who I stopped being friends with, it recorded the last conversation I had with them, and then I record the first conversations I had with people. It's funny how the same month I record the first conversation I had with Aubriana, and then 2 weeks later I record the conversation of me talking to her for the last time. That is a shame. I can't believe that. But, you know, things happen. Bad things happen, so good things can fall in place. So I guess. But we'll call Tia back. I don't know why she hung up on me, because I wasn't saying nothing, but she wasn't saying nothing either. Because you know how to hold a freaking conversation. Okay. Well, she's not answering the phone, so it's the end of this show. That's it. I don't want to bore you listening to nonsense. Thank you for listening. If anybody's listening right now, my advice to you is just never really know somebody until you argue with them. A big shout out to Angel. I just got your comment on my page. Just bless it. But you never really know someone. Let me see. Thank you so much. I'm trying to take it out of time to get you to address. 20. Text. Who's this? But yeah, the conversation's over. But to my listeners out there, if there are any listeners listening, you never really know somebody until you like they're under pressure. Is the real feelings will come out, as you saw with Aubriana in the last show. And if you listen to the first conversation that we had, you know, you hear all nice and acting all sweet. But then you hear the conversation that I just had a few hours ago, you hear how, you know, she doesn't want to compromise and she doesn't want to work with me and she doesn't, you know, repeat herself, and she's stubborn, and then she hangs up on me, she tells me to get out of her life. So, and we wasn't even dating each other. So just imagine if we was dating. I guess that would be the end of the relationship, I guess. Now just imagine if she's going to do that to me, who says that she's not going to do that with any other guy? Not everybody's going to be as patient as me, you know? And I asked her what was she doing when she was with other people? And she said she wasn't even talking about the problems. They just swept it under the rug. How can somebody be in a relationship when they're not talking about what's going on? How can someone do that? How can you be happy doing that? I don't know, but I know for one thing, it damn sure ain't going to be me. And I am not talking to that girl no more. That's it. I don't want to hear it. So to end this show, and what I'm trying to say to you guys, go ahead, sir. I think this song will get my point perfectly across. Is that this girl? I'm not stressing over this girl. I may play the fool this time, but always catering to her, saying please, 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 or give me please. Trust me. What I'm really saying is, go on, girl. Go on, girl. You are not needed. You have no purpose. Go on. Go! Go on! Shoot. But, yeah, I let Neo do the talking for me. Thank you, anybody who's listening, if anybody is listening, thank you for listening. And if somebody is special in your life, question whether or not they are who they say they are. Because you really don't know, you truly do not know somebody until you experience a conversation that is really under pressure. That's very true. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you out. You know, because I went through that. And I was just trying to help y'all not go through what I went through. So, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Bye-bye.